Very good. Good morning. This is going to go fast, so I'm going to just throw it out there as best I can here in the next 5 minutes. So one of the things that we're doing in California is working on basically soil building, but bringing people together, diverse farmers together that might not otherwise be able to connect. We're connecting them with information. We're connecting with goals. We're trying to develop some common goals while we do all this. So that's basically the Farm Demonstration Network, and we've got a number of important partners, certainly NRCS, the University of California, and other groups, and I'll mention some of those others as we go forward here. But what are some of our shared common goals? Achieving healthy soils, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. That becomes more increasingly important, particularly as we look to climate change. Increasing water use efficiency, and I think you're familiar and have heard about the California droughts recently, that only recently ended. Empowering local community development, increasing profitability, always an issue in farming, and increasing engaged scholarship and research impact. The creation of a specific means to accomplish these joint goals, increase the adoption of conservation agriculture, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Healthy soil and climate smart systems in California through a statewide network in which local discovery, demonstrations of improved performance systems, learning and communication are shared. So what are we looking at? Well, part of this is about showcasing existing experiences that we have. A lot of good information out there, a lot of good experience out there that we're not collectively using. So how do we bring people together? Part of this is about farm demonstration evaluation. So implementing certain conservation agricultural systems with these farmers, showcasing practical learning, and then connecting people in productive local ways. And then obviously part of this, and the reason for the university to be involved and engaged, is we can help with developing some of these approaches, testing them, and providing basic metrics. How are we doing? Can we actually develop some information that demonstrates that these things are working on farm? Why is this important? Well, oftentimes the clientele that we work with are isolated. They may not have a local grower immediately around them that is doing something similar. So they may have to go 10, 20 miles and just not be aware of some of the people that are looking at some of these conservation agricultural type practices. There is diversity in these groups, and diversity of activity, diversity of crops and cropping systems. In my area, just in my county alone, we're growing about 300 different crops. Conventional education and information dissemination programs may not provide the relevant learning style that leads to the to eventual adoption of these practices. And then other and very successful and highly impacting efforts that provide models or opportunities for employing similar techniques or approaches give rise to why this is important. And again, on the diversity talk, this is just a farm ranch and they're looking at half a dozen different commodities in some of the different fields. And so they don't always have the time, and they're spending a lot of time, jumping from crop to crop, from field to field, and so it's very difficult sometimes for them to organize that information. So we help to provide that connectivity. Obviously, these things are happening in other parts of the country. Certainly, we're aware of things happening in Indiana, Georgia, Pacific Northwest, and even internationally. So there are some examples out there that we're connecting with those other demonstration networks as well. And to give you an idea of what's going on with some of our local systems here, the lower left there is Tom Willey. That was a farm demonstration field day that we had where we talked with a grower that had 30 years of experience of organic farming, using very high rates of compost for nutrient and soil building practices. The grower on the lower right there, Jesse Sanchez, he's a processing tomato grower and has worked with cover crops for many years now. And basically we're transplanting vegetables, including processing tomatoes into cover crops, and he has some very unique experiences about his system. One of the last slides I have here is basically shows you what we're doing in Mendocino County. Again, resilience to drought is an important element. So how does soil building play a role, and how important is it in looking at systems like vineyard systems up on the North Coast, where we just don't have the rainfall in certain years? How can soil building, you know, play a role in that resilience? So, this is all about connecting people. I think we're doing a fairly effective job. This was a soil health assessment methods meeting that we did back in 2016, as we were sort of identifying what types of programs and evaluations we would want to conduct. And then these are a number of the crops that we're working immediately with. And with that, I'll end my presentation. Thank you.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.